It's just this little thought that we would share. When the child was born, the women said, "Blessed be the Lord." Now, when Naomi saw the bounty that Ruth brought, she said, first of all, "Blessed be he," and then, "Blessed be he of the Lord." But here now, the women see the child, and they say, "Blessed be the Lord." And they attribute the child as being given to Naomi from the Lord. Bethlehem means the house of bread. That's what God gave to them. But now, Naomi doesn't get the house of bread. She gets a child who is better to her, who is to her a restorer of life, a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law who loveth thee is better to thee than seven sons. She had two before, but they were of little help. In fact, of no help. She was left of her husband, her two sons or children and her husband. But now she has this little boy given of the Lord. And we read there, she took it into her bosom. It became the object of her heart. This child given of God became the object of her heart, and she became the nurse to it. What a thing that before she saw herself in Moab as not having children. No, she had no children, and she was advising the daughters-in-law, "There's no life left, so to speak, in me." But now God has given her a life that she never expected out of the goodness of his heart, out of his grace. And I like the expression, in spite of the fact that some just say it's worshiper. I like the thought that she is brought from one who calls herself Mara and saying, "The Almighty has afflicted me." And I understand the word for Almighty there is the one who is the supplier. The one who is the supplier has afflicted me. But now, having come through that affliction, resting in him, she receives from the Almighty, from the supplier, a child.